Does anybody have a word from the Lord this morning? Glory, glory, glory. Let me just put on one more light here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone? Don't hesitate. Not yet? Maybe later? Okay, little is good. Come on up.
Just, you know, when we think about Christ having the keys to sin, sickness, and death, I would often picture just like a key unlocking a lock, you know, open the door. But what I saw when we were singing was that the gates of hell were actually ripped off the hinges. So, you know, that helped me think about how powerful Christ really is. Like, he's not just going, oh, I'm just going to unlock the gate now. No, he tore them off.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I got all that. I got a whole list of stuff to go here. Okay, but before I came to church, the Lord was talking to me about the glory. And he gave me two scriptures. It says in 2 Chronicles 5:13, it says, in unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice accompanied by trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and when they praised the Lord, saying, he indeed is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, the glory cloud, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. And then he took me over to Isaiah 6, and this is when Isaiah had a vision. It says, I clearly saw the Lord. He was seated on his exalted throne, towering high above me. His long flowing robe of splendor spread throughout the temple. Standing above him were angels of flaming fire, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces in reverence. With two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they flew. And one called out to another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, commander of the angel armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now for your glory. Lord, I don't know why you told me about the glory this morning, but we are expecting the glory to come and fill this house. Fill the whole earth, Lord. But Lord, we want your presence so strong that we cannot stand up. So Lord, anytime we invite you to come, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place with your glory and your presence, because we worship and praise you because you are holy. You are a holy God, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Okay. Well, on Tuesday, we prayed for a firewall around everybody. We're in the season of the witch right now. Okay, and this is a season where they love to put out their words, but we have God's word. Amen. So we prayed a firewall around everybody for protection and to keep everybody safe, healthy, strong. Amen. Stay on track. I see a lot of people missing today. Wow. Well, we'll pray for the sick too, but okay, let's take this time to receive our tithes and offerings. And then we'll get into some church business, and then we'll get into the word. Okay. In Proverbs 3:9, it says, glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him with your very best. With every increase that comes to you, then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. So always remember the Lord when he gives you your increase or your wealth. Amen. Okay. Annette's doing very well. She had her hernia operation. The doctors were absolutely amazed of how well she did. It's because of all the prayer we put in, and everything we prayed came to pass. She had so much favor in the hospital, and she had a lot of good care. And at first she had a little bit of pain, of course, after you have an operation. But then when she got home, she doesn't have any pain, and she's, you know, she's got some aches, you know, soreness, and her appetite isn't back yet, and she's not on any special diet, so she can eat anything she wants, but she doesn't want to eat too much, and her stomach, she said, is so flat, she can't believe it. So she's a happy camper. Okay? Huh? Okay, that's fine. And we just want to pray for all those that aren't here today. Is it because they're sick or being attacked? So, Lord, we just cover everyone once again with your firewall. A wall of protection around every person that comes to the Father's house. Lord, I come against and I thank you that that firewall protects everyone from the darts of the enemy that are trying to attack everyone in this season right now. So, Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the fire blood wall. We thank you, Lord, for a quick recovery in Annette's body. She thanks everyone, including you, Lord. She must have said thank you, God, to me so many times on the phone. She was just praising him for his goodness. And Lord, we thank you for that. We come together with her and praise him too because of how you worked it all out. And Lord, anyone else that needs healing today, Lord, we cover everyone in the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We come against all aches, pains, discomforts, disease, sickness right now. We curse it at the root and command it to go and leave everybody's bodies. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ooh, I felt that one. Wow. That was heavy. Okay, you'll have to put that after we pray in there. Okay. She got it. Glory, glory, glory. Ooh. We're standing in the anointing. God is working out everything, even behind the scenes, Lord. Even if we don't see things going on, he's still working. We have to believe that. Thank you for our friends and our families, Lord. Yeah. Give Trish more since she's up here. That's what I do to Annette when she's up here. Anybody else want some? Come on up. Being it's a small crowd, you can come on up. Ooh. Yeah, come on. Whoa. Yes, Lord. There's something right around here. Ooh. Well, lean on me. Okay. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, come on, come on. Woo! Is this the glory? Oh, is this what God was saying, the glory? on us, in us, through us. Ooh, his goodness, his mercy, his love, his health, unity, salvations. Wow. Whoa, Lord, we come together, Lord, today. And we thank you and bless everyone in this place today, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you're here with us. You never leave us. You've got exciting things for all of us. You have a future and a hope that we can't see right now, but it's coming. And when it comes suddenly, it's going to blow our minds. So, Lord, we just thank you for that glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the glory on our finances right now. Wow. Whoa. Increase, increase, increase. Multiply. Open up doors of favor. Wow. Wow. That's right. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you for being our provider, our healer, our deliverer, our future, and our hope. Yes, we thank you for all our brothers and sisters and all for the ones that are coming. Lord, we thank you right now. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Wow. Well, first off, blah, 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 blah. If I don't talk right, it's God's fault, not mine. Okay. Well, I got to do some advertisements, I was going to say.
Did you say advertisers?
Advertisements. You know, our schedule stuff. Okay. Give them, who didn't come up, give it to them. Thank you, Lord. Okay, first thing I have to tell you, and there's not a lot of people here today, so probably they're going to be surprised on Sunday, but we had to put a barrier up on Lehigh Street for coming in that way. There's been a lot of people that come through here like it's a road, even sometimes a highway. They don't see people like if they're behind a truck and, you know, because Jim's been almost knocked down a few times and he said enough is enough. So we put up two posts and a chain. This morning, last night Eric took it down so we would come in and nobody would say, why is this up? So from now on, starting next week, we have to go around and come in on Washington. Okay, we're trying to stop, huh? Yeah, that's the entrance, Lehigh Street. Lehigh Street is that way, Washington's that way, so we have to go around and go through the Washington, okay? We're trying to stop the people from coming through here, and there's been too many misses, and God forbid, if anything happened, you know, we'd be in trouble, so... Okay, that's the first thing on the list. Okay, we're asking you to bring in clean plastic bags, shopping bags, because we heard that Pennsylvania is going to ban those plastic bags in the stores, just like they did in Jersey. So there's a box back there, and you could bring some in, you know, whenever you can, and because we're going to need them for the food pantry, okay? The other bags are just too expensive. We're not going to go buy bags, you know. Okay, what else here? Pray that we get a new food pantry truck. We're calling that in. Right now, Jim said the truck is okay. God is holding it together. But we know, okay, we just know. We need a new truck. The truck is very old. And, we just need a new truck in order to do what we're supposed to be doing. And let's see, next door, the recovery center is still closed. I saw a sign on their window, though, that said their Bethlehem place was open, though. So they need their funding, so they had to lay off everybody next door because Pennsylvania didn't pass their budget. So it held up all the checks. So we're praying for that, too. Okay, Craig and Jeannie started a choir for grades 8 through 12, and they're looking for adults that want to know more information about it. They're looking for homeschoolers, you know, to come and join a choir because they don't get music and all that good stuff. And they're great teachers. It's an awesome ministry. I would like to see one here in Easton. Are you believing for that? Yes. And then we could use them here and in other places. That's a great ministry. And then also, and there's a sign-up sheet in the back for that. And also we have our Samaritan Purse, and Carla is going to talk a little bit about that. And there is some pamphlets in the back, and we have the boxes back by the cross back there.
I'm going to put these two papers up by the boxes, and I also will put some copies that you can take on the back table that talk about what to fill the boxes with. And just think of this as showing a child that they're loved and cared for, giving them something special so that they can hear the gospel. And that this is run by Samaritan's Purse, but the people who are delivering the boxes are trained in that country. So it's not a stranger coming in and telling them something. It's someone that they may be familiar with and can relate to better because it's their own people versus someone that might seem foreign to them. So I think that's important too. And if you have any questions, you can ask me or you can go on the website too. We're going to try and get some more boxes. We're trying to track them down. But you can just use a regular shoe box. And if you like to shop at Hobby Lobby, they have plastic ones for sale for $4 that look a lot like the cardboard ones. So the child would have something a little more permanent. So, all right, thank you.
The dollar store, too. Yes, it has those plastic ones. Yes. Abortion clinics. Where is abortion clinic?
Well, like me, I don't know. Planned Parenthood, like I just don't know. But I was just, I don't want to do that, but I can do it.
Sure. Well, I don't know. If you want to put that out there and see. Okay. So why don't you put a flyer together? You have to do something if you want people, right? And you have to tell them when and where. Okay, well, if you are interested in that, see Kathy. If you're interested in the Samaritan Purse, see Carla and Steve. If you're interested in anything about the choir, you know, go see Craig and Jeannie. Yes. And I can't be in everything. I got too much on my plate in the back end that you don't even know about. Okay, and if anybody would like to buy a new truck, go see Jim. He'll tell you exactly what he wants. Yeah, so, okay. So anyway, Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have our prayer. Just to remind you guys, anybody available at 3, come and join us. And then in a couple of weeks already, November 2nd, Ed Callens will be back with us, Sunday at 10:30. Then December 7th at 10:30, Dean Braxton. And he just came off a big tour overseas. I'm sure he's going to have some awesome testimonies. And December 14th, we're going to have our Christmas party luncheon, which Matt and Rita put on for us and do a great job. And everybody will have a sign-up sheet closer to the time and to make food and invite people and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's the fun stuff. Christmas is around the corner, unfortunately. It always goes fast from September all the way, right? Yes, it does. It's like a blink. All right. Glory to God. Okay, am I missing anything? Did I get everything covered that I'm supposed to say? It just seems like a lot lately. Okay. All right, well, let me pray, and then we'll get into the message today. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise and all the glory for what you're doing, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are the supplier of everything. And Lord, we thank you for working out all the different things that we're involved in, Lord, and all these new things that are coming up. New ministries. That's because we went through this change. New ideas, new businesses, new everything, new relationships, new doors opening, new jobs, new stuff. Anything can happen at this point. So, Father, we just give you all the praise and all the glory for this message, Lord, as this is revelation to our spirits, Lord, and that you would open up our spirits to hear and see what you're saying today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, basically, this is part two of last week. Our benefit package. It comes with healing and divine health. You excited about that? Okay. So last week I gave a true story of how I received revelation and how I learned how not to be sick. And it was by accident that I got this revelation, and I can't go over it again. So please, if you weren't here last week, you can hear it on our website. And it was really something that the Lord brought me back to as I was exercising. He said, do you remember? And I said, oh, wow. So you got to hear it. So anyway, God wants his people healed, period. Okay? I found out that 71% of adults living in Northampton County have some kind of illness or disease. This study was done by St. Luke's Hospital. And the Lord's not happy about that. That's a lot, okay? His desire for us is to live in divine health, but it comes through revelation. God gave us a salvation package, a benefit package. But if we don't know what it is, we're not going to use it, okay? So as soon as we are born again, and everybody I believe in here is born again, even the people in the Old Testament were healed. They received theirs, and it's our benefit package too. From Psalm 103, which Alan will put up, 103, 1 through 5. Now, if we don't know what it is, we need to find out what it is and walk in it. So I'm going to read. I got all these notes and stuff in here. Okay, Psalm 103, and we're all familiar with it, but this is our benefit package. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, that's our sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Our youth is renewed like the eagle. We get younger all the time. Our organs are getting younger. Everything's getting restored. So, yeah, come on. I believe it. So I may repeat myself, and it's done on purpose, all right? So you'll just have to bear with me. So as born-again believers, we have rights and we have privileges in our salvation package. We escape from hell, right? But that is not all. We get to go to heaven after we pass away. That's our life insurance policy. The Lord also gave us health insurance, too. And he left us with a will and testament, a new covenant policy of a full inheritance. We are fully taken care of for life, forever. Jesus left this earth and he set up all these things for us to take advantage of, these benefits. He personally paid for all of this over 2,000 years ago. 1 Peter 2:24 says he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and to live for what is right. And by his wounds or stripes, we are healed. And it also says in Galatians 3:13, says that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, for Jesus took the curse for us. And the curse is poverty, sickness, and death. And these are areas in which Satan attacks us with. The curse is found in Deuteronomy 28:15 to the end. It's too long to read. It's many pages. I encourage you to go home and read those and see what you're redeemed from. And the blessings are on one page, Deuteronomy 28:1 through 14. And that's the blessings that the Lord wants us to walk in. God wants his people to be well and to prosper in all areas of our life. We hear this said very well in God's words and his promises in Exodus 23:25. I believe Alan will put that up. I'm using a lot of King James here today. It says, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you." So it's very important that we always pray over our food and now water. We were just watching something on YouTube that our bottled water, most of it is poisoned. It's ridiculous because of the plastic, so you gotta pray over your water too. So both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God's prophets have passed on God's promises of health to his people. They have also given us God's counsel on how to walk in this provision of health. A good example is found in Proverbs 4:20-22. And he'll put that one up for you. And it says, "My son," and I put, "and my daughter, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Now here's the prescription. Pay attention to the word of God. Listen to what God says. Don't go by what you see. Keep the word in your mind and your heart, because they will always be life to us and health to our bodies. We have to take our gospel pills, and we have to take them every day. And I'm going to give you a lot of them today. Okay, you're going to get so filled up. Many Christians struggle with, "I know God heals, but will he heal me?" He is always willing to heal all, anybody. And the example is that when Jesus healed the leper in Matthew 8:2-3, I'm not going to go there today, but the leper didn't, he knew that Jesus healed, but he didn't know if he would be willing to heal him. And he was made whole. Praise God. But all throughout the Gospels, Jesus went about doing good, healing everybody. He didn't leave anybody out. We have to stop and not tolerate and put up with sickness and illness. Be active and persistent in defending our health with the scriptures. The key promises in Isaiah 53:5. It's also found in 1 Peter 2:24, but in the King James it says, "He," meaning Jesus, "was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were or are healed." We're already healed. So that was the intro. Now I'm going to get in how to walk in divine health. This is where I wanted to go. It takes having revelation from God's word of Christ's provision of health. This was provided by Jesus, made by his offering himself on the cross. This provision is revealed in the human heart only by the Holy Spirit. There's a difference between head knowledge and revelation. It usually comes through God's word and in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, it takes having absolute confidence in the promises that God has given us through the apostles and the prophets, particularly those promises related to health and healing. Absolute confidence, assured faith in God's promises. This faith increases as we meditate on God's word, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak the word of the scriptures into our hearts. Now in the Passion, Romans 10:17 says, it says that that faith then is birth in our heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. God is not a man that he should lie. That's found in Numbers 23:19. His words are truth and life. His words are meant to be believed. They are fact. Okay? We have to believe whatever he says in here. It takes attending diligently to God's word, seeking out God's sayings and hiding away his words in our heart. You have to feed on God's word. In Deuteronomy 8:3, the second part in B, it says, "Man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And Jesus also, when he was tempted by the devil in Luke 4, he also told the devil that same thing. It takes renewing our mind, transforming our thinking, so we can give place to God's word about matters in our life rather than man's. In Romans 12:2, in the King James Version, you keeping up with me, Alan? Okay, I can't, because I have it written out too. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Perfect will of God is we walk in health, healing, and wholeness. Sometimes we may have to use doctors. Thank God for doctors. God uses doctors. Okay? I know back in the word of faith thing, people weren't going to doctors, but you know, Jesus called Luke. Luke is a physician. He had respect for doctors. We need them. It's not a sin to go to a doctor, okay? But in order to get to the place where we are healthy and we want to walk in divine health, we have to follow the instructions in the word. It also takes our tongues, our mouths, to be used to speak the words of health and life instead of words of woe and disaster. This means our tongues have to be tamed so that our confession is in line with God's word, which becomes the norm in our life. Remember that death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21, and in James 3:10-12. I think I'm going to turn there, even though I didn't tell Alan to put that one up. Our tongue is very important. We were just talking about this morning, the power of words. Says we all fail in many areas, but especially with our words. Yet if we're able to bridle the words we say, we are powerful enough to control ourselves in every way. That's everything. And that means our character is mature and fully developed. Says horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. And the same with mighty ships. Though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. And so the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. Just think of how a small flame can set a huge forest ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. It can be compared to the sum total of wickedness and is the most dangerous part of our human body. It corrupts the whole entire body, and it is hellish flame. It releases fire that can burn throughout the course of human existence. For every wild animal on earth, including birds, creeping reptiles, and creatures of the sea and land, have all been overpowered and tamed by humans, but the tongue is not able to be tamed. It's a fickle, unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongue to praise God, our Father, and then turn around and curse a person who was made in his very image. Out of the same mouth, we pour out words of praise one minute and curses the next. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. That is hard words. Our tongues have to be controlled and speak the right things, right? Okay, it also takes adopting a lifestyle of praise and rejoicing with thanksgiving in our hearts to the Lord, always being thankful. In Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So we're always supposed to have a merry heart, not a heavy heart. It takes a lifestyle of casting all our cares on Him and not carrying them. We are not meant to carry burdens. If we become diligent in this, we will always have anxiety and worry. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's a good scripture. It takes a refusal to fear. We have to allow the love of God to cast out all fear. We have to resist fear. The spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind has to have its way in us, not the fear. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Wow. It takes a lifestyle of living in God's strength and power. In Isaiah 40:31 says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, meaning they're not going to give up. Now that word wait there means active hope, expectation, and always active expectation of goodness of God. And that renews us when we meditate on that. Now, Ephesians 6:10, I'm going to read that out of the Passion. He'll probably put that up for you. I told you were going to get a lot of gospels today. Take your gospels. Make sure they're working in your system from your head all the way down to your feet. Okay, it says in Ephesians 6:10, now my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victoriously with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. I love those words. Explosive power. Dunamis power. That's right. Raise anything from the dead, okay? Including sickness. This salvation package we have is a free gift. We don't have to earn it to receive it. It is yours. It's ours. The gift of righteousness was granted to us in Christ Jesus. We have a relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit because we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we are already in right standing with them and accepted in the Beloved. So we all have this. As soon as you're born again, you get this package. But you got to know about it, right? Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we have to walk by faith, not by sight. It also says in Habakkuk 2:4, it says the just, that means us, shall live by faith. Right? We have to live not by what we see or feel. We have to live by faith. We have to realize that as Christians we have eternal life and that this life is the very life of God. John 3:36 says, those who trust in the Son possess eternal life, but those who don't obey the Son will not see life, and God's anger will rise up against them. John 10:10, the thief comes what? To steal, to kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to bring life and bring it that much in abundance or abundantly. That's his will for us, is to live a life of abundance and take care of this devil who always tries to kill, steal, and destroy. And how do you do that? Through revelation in the Word of God and speaking the Word back to him. And this, you know, so much more, but let's stay in this vein today. We diligently should take regular times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. In Psalm 16:11, it says, you will show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We should be having a prayer life that is full of faith without wavering. James 1:6 through 7 says, he'll put that one up for you. This is a good one. It says, let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So we need to always pray in faith, act in faith, asking the Lord in faith, knowing that he'll do it. He said, ask me anything, and I shall do it for you. Now, there's a timing issue and all that, and nobody likes delays, amen, including me. Also, we need to remember to take and plead the blood in the face of the devil's accusations. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. It takes commitment to oppose the devil on the basis of the words, proclamations, and promises when he attacks our health. And James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist him. Don't give in to it. Don't tolerate what he's trying to put on your body. Okay? As soon as you feel a symptom, attack it immediately. Don't let it manifest into something. We're responsible for our bodies. We only get one. We have to take care of it. Well, that's late. I'm talking about here. We have to take care of it. We have to feed it well, give it good food and water and exercise. Go to the gym. That's all I kept hearing all year. You gotta go to the gym. You gotta go to the gym. Okay, I'm going to the gym. You know what? I do feel a lot better. That really works. Thank you, Brad. So, no, it just does something. It gives you more energy, you lose weight, you tone up, you just feel better. Okay, our spirit man needs to be nourished with food too. He likes the word of God. That's what our spirit man likes. Deuteronomy 8:3, again it says, man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. All these things that were said will bring us into a divine health, and it keeps us alive and full of energy. So I ended last week saying this. We have a whole mission field out there of sick people. And for me, it's easier to pray for somebody if you see somebody sick. That's a good open door. You know, you see somebody limping or, you know, coughing a lot, and wherever you are, and just take a moment and, you know, don't think about if they're going to get healed or not. Just do it in faith. Just say, can I pray for you? You know, I believe in healing and the Lord will heal you. And just do it and the Lord will back us up, you know. And as we do that, I believe then the Lord will show them that they need a Savior. And they'll come into the kingdom if they're not already saved. But they can also believe that God is not just a Savior, but he's a healer, a provider, a deliverer, and everything else. Amen? Praise the Lord. Ooh. All right. So if you need healing today, or you have a word? Oh yeah, that's good too. Heard that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, we all have that. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is you're touching lives with God's glory. Yeah, that's going to be one of our banners out there. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're just touching people's lives and letting them know God knows you, he loves you, he cares about you, he wants you healed. Yes. Yeah, trust what you're hearing. You know. Sure. Well, as long as you do it in love. We have to show the love of God and no judgment. You know, don't judge anything. Amen. Well, this is good. Anything else you want to share? Okay. Real quick.
Yeah, I don't like to give the devil too much attention, but a lot of what is on us sometimes comes from other people. So we walk in discernment, and you prayed that prayer of fire around us, and we weren't even aware, but discernment came. We went to Lancaster yesterday to visit someone, and a witch was there. And I'm not talking like, oh, they had a witch spirit. It was an actual witch, and she knew who we were, and she was staring us down. So she was doing her stuff against us. We had no fear. We just like, oh my goodness, right here in the middle of Lancaster. So I said, you know what, before we go into any public place, we're going to have to pray that prayer, because especially in this season, so sometimes we feel like we picked up something and we think it's psychological, but we really picked up something. So yes, we need to be encouraged to just stand up in faith, but have that. But this is a season where the stuff comes on us. I don't want to give the enemy too much attention, but we need to walk with the weapons. And this is the season to do that.
All the time, actually, but okay, we have to pray for our children that go out there, you know, they still trick or treat, and we don't want any harm to come to them. I just feel like when you were saying that, I just felt like I had to pray for that. So let's lift up, you know, when is Halloween? A couple weeks? 2 weeks? Well, Father, we lift up all the kids that go trick-or-treating, Lord, or even the adults. Lord, we cover the candy, any kind of poison or any kind of tricks that they try to put in the candy or the bags, Lord, that there will not be any harm to anyone, Lord. And we come against anything that the enemy may try to plan. We break that plan up right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for a firewall around this whole time, around every child, every adult that walks these streets or wherever they are, Lord, and particularly all the candy and the snacks, Lord, that they may get. So, Lord, I thank you. Even right now, all our food in this place is blessed, including those snacks out there, even though they got junk in them. Lord, I cast that junk out, and it will not hurt our bodies if you eat it. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Okay. If you need prayer, we're here. You can go to the back. Jim has some stuff back there he'd like to give to you. So take advantage of it and have a great supernatural week. Amen. Wake up, sleeper.